It's time for Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. And today, Ann's special guest is Steve Brown. He's our city manager of Greenwood.
Oh, that's right. I'm sitting across the table from Steve Brown here, and I tell you what, yes, he is our city manager at least until September 30th of this year. I can't believe it, Steve Brown. You're actually going to retire?
Absolutely, after 28 years. It'll be 28 and a half when I retire in September.
Hard to believe that time has passed that much, isn't it, Steve?
It has. It has. It's been a good ride. Been a lot of fun. Enjoyed it.
How about the changes in the city? I mean, my goodness, it's certainly the budget, everything that you deal with is a whole lot bigger than it was when you came here, isn't it?
I think the first year's budget was maybe between $5 and $6 million, and the budget now is about $15
million. $15 million. Boy, we got a lot of services and a lot of good things going on here in Greenwood, don't we, Steve?
We do. We do.
Now, with the economy and everything the way it is, how is that affecting what you're working with?
Well, the first thing we have to do is be good stewards of the public tax dollar. We have to make sure that we're spending it wisely. We have certainly reduced a lot of our efforts. We are only doing those things that are necessary. We're not trying to implement any new projects that's going to be very costly, and we are concentrating on the general services, the sanitation, the streets, you know, the buildings and things of that nature, fire and police services, municipal court, trying to do those things that we feel are essential services and not trying to add any nice-to-have type things.
Hard decisions to make, though, in these times, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have frozen some positions. We did not give a cost of living to the employees this year. And we're certainly
well,
looking at
government employees got a cost of living raise up there in Washington. How come?
Well,
kudos to us, though, for being conservative, right?
Right. We felt like with what was happening in Greenwood and in the industries and business place that we should not try. In fact, our monies were limited this year. We've seen cuts in almost all of our revenue, so I think it was a wise decision. Most of the employees that I've talked to are very pleased because they said I'd rather have my job than see somebody. I'd rather work without a cost of living increase and not see some layoffs as other people are doing. So, and there are some municipalities and counties that have actually reduced the wages. So I think we're okay.
Well, you know, I think that's good to hear. I can't believe you're actually going to retire. I don't know what we're going to do. You've had such a good vision with all the other people that you've worked with, Steve, on putting this together.
I think you said the right thing. I think I have been able to bring in some great people who have had the visions, who have been very qualified, had skills, and hardworking, and have helped me do the things that have been done. Certainly have not done it by myself if it had not been for the staff, and we have one of the best staffs. I put them up against anyone, and one of the things that I am most proud of when I leave is the staff that I will leave behind and give to the next city manager. I don't know of a weakness. I don't know of some problem that he will need to deal with as far as staff. The next city manager will have an excellent staff, and I think they will continue to do what they have done for me. They are professionals, and they will continue to do the good job that they've done.
Well, that comes from good leadership, though. You got to have the good leadership to pull the ship together and make it shipshape, right?
Well, leadership is important, but you have to have something to work with also, and I've had a lot of good things to work with, wonderful, wonderful people. The people in Greenwood are good to work with. I hear some horror stories in other towns about some of the problems that the city manager encounters, and I've never had that in Greenwood. Sure, you have people who are not satisfied with some things that happen, but Greenwood has been good to me, and it's been a good place to work and a good place to finish out my career, and I have no complaints at all. It has been wonderful.
Well, it's so good to hear you say that, Steve, and I know everybody in Greenwood actually is pretty darn proud of what we're able to do. You know, one of the things since I've started working with the radio station and doing this is seeing how much people in Greenwood pull together to get things done.
Absolutely, absolutely.
the volunteer projects and the soup kitchen and the food bank and all the things that are happening here that are not happening in other areas. It's just totally amazing. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was telling them about the soup kitchen moving over there to the United Center, and they go, "We have a soup kitchen?" I was like, yes, and we have a need for it. That's
absolutely
the other thing.
Absolutely, we do. And most of the people, in fact, I think all of the people are volunteers, and people donate food. And, you know, you can see so many things, as you have pointed out, so many projects and programs where it is operated mostly with volunteers, people coming together. And I think that helps us when we have limited resources to get things done in Greenwood. That's been one of my key points in trying to work with the county, trying to work with CPW, trying to work with other governmental agencies. While we have not done all that I wish we had, I think we have done a lot of good cooperative efforts with other agencies that has accomplished two things. One is often it saves money, not all the time, but often it saves money. The second thing is it improves the quality of the services that we render. And I think with the economy the way it is now, in the coming years, we will see more and more governmental agencies, because of the limited resources, they're going to have to start working together more than ever. I think that's a good thing.
I think it is a good thing, Steve, and I think the fact that we're able to do this. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you heard this, but yesterday Ryan's came over here. They're not going to be serving their breakfast menu anymore. And they said, "We worked with you on the feast promotion and with the soup kitchen, like what we have in the refrigerators for the soup kitchen." So they're donating all the bacon, corned beef, all this stuff they had, they're donating to the soup kitchen.
That's great.
Just because they were involved in the feast program and said, "We know there's a need, can we help out?" Isn't that great?
That's great. That's the kind of people that live in Greenwood, work in Greenwood.
That's true. That's true. So let me just ask you, let's go off track here for a second. Actually, we're not, because we're going to have to hear a word from our sponsors.
Every woman wants to be loved and cherished.
So guys, if you don't want her saying,
"You ain't nothing but a hound dog,"
you better come to Shark Bass's Gallery on the 72 bypass, so she'll be saying,
"Ooh, I love the way you love the way you love me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be."
Yes, there's no other place you want to be. Shark Bass's Gallery, 72 bypass.
Racing around the track here at Meet Me at the Diner. Host Ann Eller live at Sharp Fastest Gallery with our special guest today, Steve Brown, our city manager of Greenwood.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. That's right, and I'm Ann Eller, and I'm sitting right across from Steve Brown, our city manager. Good to be talking to Steve. Don't get to talk to him that much, but do see him out at all the events that are going on. And, you know, isn't that an amazing thing? How many events we're able to have right here in Greenwood?
A lot, and they will soon begin again. I think Live After Five in the next couple of weeks will start. So,
isn't it amazing, though?
Going to a meeting, and when I leave here on the Festival of Flowers, Festival of Discovery meeting. So, yeah, we have a lot of things going.
Right, and those will generate a lot of dollars. Now, what do you think about the progress of Uptown Greenwood? How do you think it's coming?
Well, I think it's good. When you've been able to originally see the Center City Master Plan and see it was on paper, and now we see some of the bricks and mortar, the things actually happening, the landscape, the streetscape, the facade work. Then you see people like John Holloway and what he's done. Courtney Furman in his building, and you see so many of the others who are doing things. And hey, we think it's great. We hope to have the Maxwell project completed by the end of May, and we think it's going to generate a lot of activity downtown. We've had a couple of new restaurants, new owners come in. We've got others that are looking at us. So I think it's a good thing, and I think the future's bright for downtown.
Government earmarks
Uptown.
Are cool.
Uptown.
I always get confused on that. I do too. It's very hard. It's downtown in Greenville, but it's uptown in Greenwood.
Right.
So, but anyways, you know, are we going to be able to have people living uptown?
Well, we have some now. Wilbur Adams building is going to have residential facilities above the commercial. I think the textile building that the county owns possibly could be turned into some type of condo project. The Center City Master Plan calls for some parking decks and some residential buildings in connection with that. So, yes, I think we will.
It's down the road. Yeah. Has anything had to be put on hold that's not going to happen because of the economy?
The only thing that we have done because of the economy is we've kind of backed off from applying for any other projects and getting something started. One reason is I think Uptown needs a breather. We've had it torn up for a couple of 2 or 3 years. It's a lot of inconvenience on the merchants, a lot of inconvenience on people doing shopping and doing their business downtown. So I really truly think we need to rest for a little while, but it doesn't mean we're going to stop. It doesn't mean that we're not looking at other opportunities. And if something comes along that is great for Greenwood, it's something that we can afford, it's not going to be a burden on our tax base, a burden on our budget, then I think City Council would welcome that project. But for right now, we're trying to get through these projects that we have ongoing right now. We have the Maxwell project, we have the crosswalk projects. We've encountered a little problem with that, but hopefully that'll be corrected in the next few weeks. So we also have the library, which is under construction. We also have a streetscape project that will be ongoing in front of the library that we will be doing in conjunction with the county of Greenwood. So there's a lot of things happening. We're in contact with some other businesses who are talking about possibly demolishing their present building and building a brand new building in the uptown area. We think there's a lot of things that will be happening. May not be the City of Greenwood doing it, but I think what we have done and what others have done is going to create some interest by other folks to do likewise. So I think it's good. I think you'll see a lot of things happening.
Well, that's great. I mean, they have done a bunch. But you know what? Greenwood isn't just about Uptown Greenwood.
It isn't.
And that is one of the things that concerns me sitting out here on the bypass. Is these big buildings that just keep sitting here and nothing seems to be happening, Steve?
Well, I don't think we have hit any home runs, but we have certainly put the effort there. The partnership has worked on bringing some businesses to some of the empty boxes. We are probably on a weekly basis in contact with developers trying to make some things happen. We have had some things that are almost were there and ready to happen, and then the economy went south on us, and some of the people are a little reluctant to invest those large dollars into new projects right now. But I think as the economy picks back up and things begin to make a turnaround, I think we'll see some of those things happening. We have a lot of interest in Greenwood.
That's exactly what
it's not people. People are not bypassing us. They're very interested, and I think we have some national retailers that will be locating here very quickly. But the economy is the number one thing right now that's hurting us. And I mean, right up the street from where you are right now, the county bank is in the process of building a new bank on the corner of Reynolds and the bypass. So we do have some things happening. We have a new pharmacy that's going in on the bypass. So there are some small things that are happening, some of those types of things. But I think we'll see some things possibly, maybe not in 209, but possibly in 210.
Well, I that's great. That's good news to hear. The other thing, though, that kind of concerns me is we need to get people to shop local.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember the conversation we sat down that day, and you talked about how they were going to get goods up in Greenville, and you said, no, if we break the order up, we could get things right here in Greenwood. I think people need to understand that all the small businesses here, they're hurting.
Absolutely.
And they need all our support to get to go to these stores and not be just bypassing, and maybe you don't see it on the shelf, but you surely can ask that business, can you get it, and what kind of price, and don't be afraid to price compare and say, hey, I can find it for this price, can you match it?
Well, I think the economy is going to make people shop a little bit closer. I think people are not going to drive as far, and I think they're going to stay closer to home. But I think people need to realize that there are quality businesses here in Greenwood, and they can get good goods here. And when you look at, I talked with someone the other day who purchased an automobile out of town, and they were complaining about having to take it to a far place to have it serviced, and the cost of having it serviced and things of that nature. And if people will only look at that and buy local and find out that they can get a good quality product and they can get good service, and I think it will help our economy. I would love to see some government agency who is using some type of funding, whether it be a sales tax or whatever, stipulate within that the subs must be local subs, if possible, or a certain percentage of those subs be local subs, or a certain percentage of the goods, the materials that are used on that project be bought locally. I mean, we have millions of dollars being spent in Greenwood, and we're buying our supplies in Greenville. We're using the subs out of Greenville and out of Augusta and out of Columbia, and our people here on the local level are hurting. So it's going to take a recognition by people who are in a position to make those decisions, people in authority, to start looking at local goods and local services. And it may happen. It's something that we can't dictate, but it's something that needs to be discussed.
It definitely does. You know, one of the things I've been talking about is the FICA tax, and since I have an official here, we'll go ahead and talk about it one more time because I love this project so much. In fact, you know, did you see the paper today? They were talking about the taxes, our payroll taxes and this type of thing. But you know, Steve, I've talked to Gresham Barrett, I had Andre Bauer on. We've even called Nancy Pelosi about this one. I haven't had much success. Nancy hasn't called me back yet. But the FICA program, we call it the Federal Investment Program for our citizenship here, and just do away with FICA for 6 months or a year. Let that 7.5% go back to the employees. Let the businesses keep that 7.5% to invest in their businesses. Wouldn't it make a big difference?
I'm sure it would. I haven't given it a lot of thought, but I'm sure you have.
I've given it a lot of thought. Fiscal Investment for the Citizens Agency. That's what we're calling
it. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi will call you very soon.
You think? I need to call her. I think we're on day 15. She hasn't called me back yet. But anyways, we've got to do something. Now, one of the other things that seems that, you know, we have these big projects going on, like the library project and, of course, Lander's project over there. What happens with the tax base when these big properties aren't really paying taxes because they don't have their buildings or whatever there? What happens to our tax base for those that are left here to pay?
Well, it does impact the tax base, because naturally when the buildings are demolished, then those buildings are taken off the tax records and there's no longer any tax paid. When Lander purchased all of that property, it then went from taxable property to tax-exempt properties. Same thing with the old Winn-Dixie when it was purchased by the Friends of the Library, it also. And I don't have the exact numbers, but at one time I looked at the properties inside of the city, and between 30% and 35% of the properties in the city are tax-exempt.
Wow.
So only about two-thirds of the properties are actually paying tax. And a lot of people don't understand why it's important for the city to be a viable city and to be a thriving place where people want to do business, because most of your nonprofits do not want to locate out in the rural areas. They want to come to the city and they want to locate here. And those are very good services, and we need them in the community, but those nonprofits do not pay any tax. You have your major institutions, your hospital, your schools, your universities, all of your social service agencies, none of those receive pay any tax, but they all receive services. So it is a balancing act where you're able to generate enough revenue to provide the services. Inside of the city, there's about 23,000 people who live But on any given day, we're probably serving 40 to 45,000 people at a minimum.
Wow.
So when you think about that, a lot of people don't think of it that way. But once you enter in the city limits, then we have to provide services to you. It may be police services, it may be fire, it may be street, whatever. You drive on city streets, you drive on state streets. So when people are tax exempt and they don't pay taxes, whether it's churches or whatever, but they do receive services, and
that puts more burden on those that do.
It does, and we're glad to have these people. I'm not being negative toward any nonprofit. All I'm saying is people need to be aware of who pays tax.
That's right. Who pays the taxes?
That's right.
So I think Sharp Facets is a for-profit business. I'm not really sure these days. But anyways, we're paying taxes. Everybody's paying taxes that has businesses here within the city limits. So that's something to consider and something that, because, gee, it seems like some days we do pay a lot of taxes.
You do pay a lot of tax, and all businesses and businesses pay the majority of the tax. They're paid to the city of Greenwood. And just recently, we had some issues come up about temporary sales and seasonal sales, and there was a lot of discussion, and I took a position when I made a recommendation to city council that we needed to not allow these people to come in on a temporary basis and sell their goods and sell the very same thing that people who buy buildings, build buildings, pay tax, pay business license. So I think we ought to support those businesses who are providing, who are also paying those tax. So it's important. Businesses do pay a lot of tax. They purchase utilities from our utility companies. They pay city tax, county tax, business license, state tax. I mean,
yes,
have
we
employees
pay taxes.
Working. I mean,
it's a lot.
It is.
It is a lot. Hey, we're here with our own city manager, Steve Brown. He says he's retiring. He's turned in his notice September 30th. That's when it's coming. But, hey, he's here right now. We'll be back.
WLMA. Meet Me at the Diner. Host Ann Eller. Live at Sharp Assets Gallery Studios of Meet Me at the Diner with her host and guest today, Steve Brown, City Manager.
That's right. We're here with Steve Brown, the City Manager of Greenwood. He's passing the baton, folks. You know, he's been doing this, what, 28 and a half years? Is that what you said? Is that what it'll be when you retire, Steve?
It will be.
28 and a half years. Raised two great kids here. That's good. So, you have any plans for the future for you? Got anything on the horizon that you're going to try to do?
I don't have anything special. You know, certainly I'll be open to doing some volunteer work in Greenwood. I'd love to assist and do what I can. With whatever happens, I really don't have anything special, but I want to do some things for probably my parents and for her parents. They're both both sets of parents are getting older, and I think we'll have more needs as time goes on. So nothing special, but I don't want to go home, don't want to sit down and watch TV, don't want to just go away. I hope to continue to be involved in the community and help out any way I can.
Well, I know that you'll be called on many times, Steve. You even said something you might be helping with other communities that have, when one city manager is leaving before they find another city manager, you might do some of
I have let the Municipal Association know that I'd be willing to do some fill-in work when maybe a administrator or manager leaves during that interim period between one leaving and a new one coming. Often they ask retired managers to fill in, and I'd be willing to do that if it's the right thing.
Right fit.
Right
fit. So that's great. Now, how about, what do you think for the future of Greenwood? You've been a real visionary since you first started here and working things forward with your staff and everything. Well, now that you're going to be turning the reins over, what do you see the future for Greenwood? What type of things do you see happening?
Well, I think one thing is there needs to be a lot of thought given in the future, and certainly I think the economy and a lot of other influences will dictate this, but we cannot continue to fund government the way we have in the past. I think we've maxed out on our ability to tax people. I don't know how much more we can increase the millage rates and things of that nature. So I think somewhere in the future, somebody's going to have to sit down and look at our tax system as a whole from the state level. I'd love for it to start at the federal level. Probably won't happen there. But I do see some indications in the General Assembly that they're going to start looking at the taxing system within the state. Hopefully that will include local governments. I think one of the best things that could happen to local governments, cities, the city of Greenwood, the county of Greenwood, is for the General Assembly to really let home rule function. There's a lot of people in the General Assembly that thinks the best government is out of Columbia. And in my opinion, I think they have proven that often it's not the best. It could possibly be even the worst government out of Columbia. We're reeling and rocking from some of their ill decisions that they've made in the last 3 or 4 years. So if they would just loosen the strings that are attached to local governments and let mayors, that county council chairman, and their councils govern on the local level, I really and truly fully believe that the people in the communities would fare a lot better, because no one knows what is needed on the local level better than a mayor and a city council or a county council chairman and their council. But we've got people, when they go to Columbia, they think they know it all. They think they've got all the they can make all decisions.
It's not a one fit for all communities.
Absolutely.
That's the
other thing. A lot of those decisions in Columbia are made on a political basis, and we get swept into things that are happening in Florence and Columbia and Charleston and Greenville and all of the big areas
that aren't really our concerns, and
it really is negative for us. It may be good for them, but it's negative for us. So I think in the future somebody needs to look at loosening those strings and let local government officials govern. It would be better.
That really falls along a lot of levels, doesn't it?
Yeah,
city,
absolutely,
state.
Absolutely. I think you're going to see a lot of good things that are going to be the results of some decisions that have been made in the past 10 years. I think the cultural activities in Greenwood are just going to become better and better every year. I can't say enough about the Arts Center. I can't say enough about the museum and the theater. I can't say enough about people like John Holloway and some of the others that are doing so much to increase the quality of life
and
cultural activities. Yeah. I mean, it's just so many things are happening, and every year it gets better and better. We've got a lot of people that don't appreciate that, and until we can have that appreciation for the arts and what it brings to Greenwood, and have an understanding that it's not just about me and my family going and enjoying an afternoon or an evening, but what we got to understand is it's part of our marketing program for the entire Greenwood. It helps us when we talk to people about bringing industries here. It helps us when we talk to people about businesses. It helps the hospital when they're trying to recruit physicians to Greenwood.
Well,
I mean, it's quality of life, and so many people don't see it as that. And I think the future for the arts is going to be wonderful. And is up
32. Well, it just needs to keep growing.
Sure.
And, you know, I think one of the fears is in this type of an economy, is where those are some of the first things that get cut, because they're not necessary services, but they are necessary for our mental and our souls.
Right.
Yes.
And I don't think we need to stop. I think we need to take advantage of every opportunity that's there. And I think we have some good people in leadership in those areas. And I look for good things to happen.
Well, I think that's great. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors right here on WLMA 1350 AM. So you keep it right here. We'll be back. We're talking to our own city manager, Steve Brown. Don't go away.
It's the big event at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You know what we want.
Diamonds.
Engagement ring.
Pendants.
Earrings.
We want it all!
Sharp Facets Galleries has it all at
rock bottom prices.
It's the big event at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Meet me Meet Me at the Diner on WLMA weekdays with host Ann Eller. Live at the gallery today is Steve Brown. He's our city manager. Back to you, Ann.
All right, that's right. We're here with the one and only Steve Brown. He's been our city manager for over 28 years, and he's retiring September 30th. It's hard to believe that it's going to happen, but he says it's going to happen, and he's turned in his notice anyways. Right, Steve?
That's right. September the 30th.
That's going to be coming right up here. He'll have be by that time, you'll be a father-in-law. Life will be changing. You will have added a son to your family here. So lots of changes coming up for you. We've been talking about the future of Greenwood. What do you think about the future with businesses? You know, there are certain types of businesses we definitely need in our area. We need more retail. We need more clothing, particularly I think everybody talks about women's clothing and this type of thing. What do you think about? Are these things coming our way?
I can't say anything. Yes, we it'll be here next week, next month, 2 months from now. I know that we have a lot of interest. I know some people in Greenwood that are working very hard to make it happen. As I said earlier, we have a lot of people looking at us, and yes, I think it will happen. When, I don't know. I really don't know. We've got new businesses that are opening downtown. We have a new shoe store that'll be opening very soon downtown. Yes, we're going to get them. I can't give you a day or time. In fact, I thought some of the ones that we've always talked about, the TJ Maxx and things of that nature, would have been here already, but they haven't.
You know, okay, well, I would just love to see some more businesses in the shopping center next door to us. You know, we have all this empty space, and of course, then there's Lowe's next door there to that, the old Lowe's. And sure, it would be nice to build some of these new, to put some buildings in these new places instead of keep building new businesses. Why is it that people always come into town? They always have to build a new building when we have all these great buildings still sitting here.
Well, I am not a developer, so I can't answer that from their perspective, but I can tell you that they tell us they want to be where all of the traffic is and where the numbers are. And right now, most of the people are looking at the Walmart area, and they think that's the
well, it's definitely the hot area because you got the most cars there,
that's
for
right.
Sure.
So,
but what would be wrong about pulling them back the other side of the road here, Steve?
Well, it.
I mean, are there tax advantages to building a brand new building? Is that why they build new buildings? Is it's more advantageous on that side? At FoxNews.com.
I don't know of any tax advantages from local tax, but I really don't know. I don't know other than just volume and, you know, population, traffic, things of that nature.
All right. Well, anyways, I'd like to see a few of them come back on this side. It certainly would be nice if they would. Now, not to talk about a subject, but what do you think about the future of the park? The park on Gray Street here. What do you think about that? Do you think that's ever going to happen?
I think there's still a lot of genuine interest in making that a park. I think some people need to come together and talk in real terms about how they're going to fund the park, how they're going to maintain it. I still say it's not, I'm not as much concerned about whether they put a park there, but their ability to sustain the park and keep it a viable park. We've got a situation over with the old Cambridge Park, or the park that used to be new, but it's the Cambridge Park, which is a wonderful place, and we have a lot of people coming. There's issues there as far as maintenance and sustaining that park over a long term that still never have been addressed. So I have concerns about if you build it, how are you going to maintain it? And I can tell you that right now, the city of Greenwood does not have the funds to take on a huge project of that nature. I think to have a park that is going to be operated and people will be pleased with. You've just about got to have personnel there. We have a lot of vandalism at the Cambridge Park. We have things going on that shouldn't. And the reason is because we do not have people there to monitor that. And while it is not to the point that someone wants to close the park, it's still not the it's not the way to manage those types of facilities. So they build it, and I'm sure that effort will continue, and someday it will probably be some type of park, if not on all of the property, on some of the property. Somebody needs to look at how we're going to fund it. And you can have all of these great ideas, but it takes money. And you have two ponds there. I don't know what they're going to do with those two water sources. You've got to worry about security, liability. You've got to worry about maintaining the properties. And all of that costs money. And somebody needs to know where that's coming from before they ever put a spade in the ground. And
it would be one of those nice things to have if we could afford it and afford it long term.
Yes, and I have no problem with the property. Everybody talks about it used to be this and it used to be that, and I think it would be ideal for a park, and I'm all for it. But somebody's got to find a way of funding it. If it's the county, then the county needs to come up with the money. If it's the city, the city needs to come up with the money. You can talk about volunteers and you can talk about donations, but they're not a long-term solution to funding governmental services.
I just thought I'd ask because that is a great piece of property. Actually, I don't care what they actually do. I just don't want to see a bunch of buildings on it. You know, I like that green, that little bit of green space that we have there. And I think sometimes we just need some green spaces.
Absolutely. And I think that's really what they're talking about doing initially is if they can gain access to the property, is just maintain it as a green space. But there's still some issues with that. And I think that can be accomplished if people will just sit down and be open and discuss the issues that are there.
About the well-being
and
survival of our
40, 50 years from now, that green space will be great because it will probably be one of the only open spaces in the city of Greenwood.
That's right. That's true.
And you look at some of the major cities, now they're going back and trying to create green space. We have a wonderful opportunity right there to
maintain it.
That's right. It's there.
It is. It's a beautiful
same thing with Cambridge Park. We should not let anything happen to it. It is a wonderful place.
That's right.
Right in the middle of Greenwood.
And so many people use it. I mean,
absolutely.
It is amazing how busy that park stays.
Yes, yes. And you always have the element that wants to come through and trash the restrooms and break the signs. You have that anywhere.
Right.
And it's sad that that happens. But we have a park, and we need to maintain it, and we need to make sure that we take care of those issues that regarding maintenance.
That's true. Now, one more question for you here before we go. How about, there's been a lot of activity in the paper about those railroad tracks right there on Maxwell. Everybody's talking about those railroad tracks, how bad they are.
Well, I've written letters, I've talked with people on the phone, we've talked with the CSX folks, we've talked with the Department of Transportation people. We can't get anything for sure as to what has happened. We're being told that something's going to be done, but nobody will tell us what is going to be done. And they always want to whine and complain about money. But then you see them doing things in other areas, not only here in Greenwood, but in other areas of the state. And I personally believe that something can be done. But I can't do it. They'd love for us to pay for it, and that's probably what they're wanting somebody else to pay for it. But I think as many trains as go through Greenwood, as important as that crossing is to the uptown area and Connie Maxwell and all of the other agencies that are on that side, the residential properties, I don't see why somebody doesn't make a decision and make it happen. Now, we're willing to work with them. We're willing to do our share. We'll do anything that we possibly can. But the fact of the matter is there's two people that need to make that decision. One is CSX Railroad and one is Department of Transportation. If they will get together and do their job like they ought to, and make it happen, it will happen. If they sit on their hands and do nothing, we'll still have it in 5 years.
Totally unacceptable to have that 5 years.
Absolutely. We've been putting up with it for 20 years. And everybody wants to say, well, we'll do this and we'll do that. I think a lot of it is hinging on they would love to see some other crossings closed in Greenwood and probably are trying to hold out so that they can negotiate some closings. They don't want to hear that from me. They'll probably say that I'm in error by saying that. But I think that may be some of the issues behind why they're not doing anything. You know, if they don't like what I've said, they've got 6 months to get me.
Oh, Steve Brown, I love it when you're on your horse here. But I agree, that is just terrible that this is always. And now that, of course, with all the redoing on Maxwell there, it needs to be taken care of.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we've spent millions of dollars in Oregon and you know, everything from water and sewer lines and facades. And we've got a railroad crossing down there that needs to be corrected. That will make that. It's the icing on the cake.
Right.
And when we write letters and we call and we beg and we plead, they say maybe, they say hope so, they say well, we'll look at it, but we never see anything done.
Who owns the road there?
It is a state road.
Okay.
And the railroad company has a right of way.
Okay. Because somebody had written about just closing it. Not going to happen, huh?
I don't think so.
Not going to happen.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, Steve Brown, it has been so good to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
And we certainly hope that before you leave, you'll come back and talk to us again.
Oh, I'll be glad to.
And let us know what's going on in the city. I know you have another meeting that you're supposed to be going to. So we're going to finish up here today and just say thank you so much, Steve Brown, for being with us today on Meet Me at the Diner. Bye-bye, everybody. This is WLMA 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio. Bye-bye.